We've been going through the Chicago Statement on Biblical Inerrancy, which talks about the perfectness of the Word of God. We'll be talking about Article 7 this week, which is inspiration. The affirmation is, we affirm that inspiration was the work in which God, by His Spirit, through human writers, gave us His Word. The origin of the Scripture is divine. The mode of inspiration remains largely a mystery to us. Is that affirmation supported by Scripture? God has acted to make Himself known. The Scriptures were composed through a unique exercise of divine superintendence called inspiration. 1 Timothy 3:16 says, All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, breathed out by God, and all Scripture is profitable for the man of God. Jesus Himself has something to say about the inspiration of Scripture. Just before His ascension, He spoke of the spiritual accuracy of the Old Testament. He said, these are My words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about Me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled. Then He opened their minds to understand the Scriptures. Just before He went to the cross, Jesus also specifically promised the apostles the Holy Spirit's assistance in their New Testament teaching. He said, these things I have spoken to you while being present with you. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in My name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Jesus also said, when He, the Spirit of truth, has come, He will guide you into all truth. He will take of Mine and declare it to you. So the Bible does confirm its Holy Spirit inspiration. There's an accompanying denial to this. It says, we deny that inspiration can be reduced to human insight or to heightened states of consciousness of any kind. Roman Catholics insist that the Bible is an incomplete revelation without the official interpretation of the Church as it's led by the Holy Spirit. That's what gives them documents like purgatory and Mariology. Liberal Protestants, on the other hand, regard the Bible as having unique authority and insights, but contend it still remains fundamentally a human book. It's one source of doctrine among others, like social movements and even human judgment. But the Apostle Peter says that the authors of Scripture did not speak from their own insight. He said, know this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation, for prophecy never came by the will of men, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Paul affirms Scripture as the Word of God, not the Word of man. When you received the Word of God, you welcomed it not as the Word of man, but as it is in truth, the Word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe. And Jesus prayed for His disciples, Father, sanctify them by Your truth. Your Word is truth. Scripture cannot be reduced to human insight. It is divine in origin. Father, fill us with confidence and trust in the God-breathed truth of Your Word, and let us look to Your Word in all things. In the name of Jesus, amen.